This is the 5 o'clock report, 20 minutes of uninterrupted news, commercial free. I'm Jeff Kaplan. KSL's top story, a day before the state GOP convention, it looks like Utah's newest congresswoman will be fighting for her job tomorrow. Senator Mike Lee has endorsed her opponent.
The second congressional district race has emerged as a bit of a surprise toss-up this weekend. The incumbent, Republican Celeste Molloy, won a special election to take the seat Congressman Chris Stewart left when he stepped down. But she's got two Republican challengers on Saturday, Ty Jensen and Colby Jenkins. And she decided not to gather signatures to get on the ballot, which means if she can't secure 40% of the vote this weekend, she's out of the race. Yesterday, Senator Mike Lee threw his support behind Colby Jenkins. Becky Bruce, KSL News Radio.
So what does this mean for Molloy's campaign? KSL at Night host Taylor Morgan told us that he doesn't think Mike Lee's endorsement of Colby Jenkins will create much trouble for Molloy. In fact, he believes she's still going to get the nomination at the GOP convention.
I think this is a very last-minute attempt by Senator Lee to punish Congresswoman Molloy for not voting the way he thinks she should have on a specific bill.
He says he believes Lee's endorsement is too little too late for it to actually matter. The state Republican and Democratic Party leaders were both on Dave and Dujanovic this morning. GOP Chair Robert Axon says he's expecting about 4,000 Republican delegates to show up at the convention tomorrow.
Whenever you have an open seat, that only happens every handful of years on congressional seats and whatnot. So you have the United States Senate seat. That's, of course, one that people are paying a lot of attention to.
Democratic Party Chair Diane Lewis points out her party doesn't have as many contested races. So they're on a different mission tomorrow.
What we have been doing as a state party is going out and speaking to all these county chairs, and these county chairs have just really worked hard to get the word out about Democrats and how important we are.
The Democrats will convene at Cottonwood High School tomorrow, Republicans at the Salt Palace. A 27-year-old Springville man is dead after a violent road rage incident in Spanish Fork. KSL News Radio's Heather Peterson with details.
It started around 2 a.m. when a man called police from Highway 6 saying another driver had pulled up beside him at a traffic light, stared at him, followed him, and then...
The victim said that the suspect was ramming into his vehicle.
Spanish Fork Police Lieutenant Corey Slaymaker says officers spotted the suspect and tried to perform a traffic stop, but he just sped off. Officers did eventually find him again, but unfortunately in a neighborhood among a mangled vehicle.
The suspect vehicle had hit into a large tree and had wrecked.
Since an attempted traffic stop was involved, Utah County's officer-involved critical incident team is investigating. There's no word on what prompted the suspect's road rage. Heather Peterson, KSL News Radio.
Well, the rain has been coming down off and on all day. It's going to continue into the weekend. Our KSL meteorologist, Kevin Eubanks, says we've already seen quite a bit of rain.
This has been a nice storm so far. Places like Perry up north by Willard Bay, they picked up over an inch of rain. Kaysville has had an inch. Salt Lake City coming up on 3/4 of an inch at the airport, and we've still got another half inch to go overnight through the day tomorrow.
Kevin says there may be a thunderstorm tomorrow, but the worst of the storm should taper off by Saturday night. Three witnesses took the stand today at former President Trump's hush money trial. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, one of the three was the former president's executive assistant for decades. She testified Mr. Trump told her Stormy Daniels would make an interesting apprentice contestant and that Stormy Daniels had come to Trump Tower. Daniels is at the center of the criminal case. The former president has said he wants to testify in this case, but ABC News legal contributor Kim Whaley says that may not happen.
Hard to think how it could help him. I mean, he's in a position to potentially perjure himself. And the bigger issue is cross-examination.
After court, the former president stopped to speak to reporters, but not about the trial. He was focused on debating President Biden.
I'm here. I'm ready, willing, and able. And if he wants, I'll do it on Monday night, Tuesday night, or Wednesday night.
President Biden told Howard Stern earlier today that he'd be happy to debate Trump. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the U.S. has seen evidence of Chinese attempts to influence and arguably interfere with the upcoming elections. Blinken made that disclosure to CNN as he wraps up a three-day trip to China. He and top Chinese officials have been discussing a number of contentious issues, from U.S. tech controls to Beijing's support for Moscow. And an LAX-bound Delta flight making an emergency return to New York after an evacuation slide fell off the plane. Passengers say they felt vibrations just after takeoff.
Pretty unsettling, especially when you're going and then it's like you have to turn around and you're like, that doesn't sound good.
The FAA is investigating this latest mishap on a Boeing plane. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chalaos, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time 5:05. First look traffic on the 5 o'clock report. Here's Michelle Rowe.
Well, we're looking at miles of slowdowns in Utah County. This is going from the point of the mountain, I-15, both directions, all the way down to Center Street. Michelle Rowe in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL